are struggling with hunger.
Every year, billions of pounds of excess food go to waste, while 1 in 5 children may be left without enough food for a meal. But it doesn't have to be this way. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks helps to get food to families in need. Visit feedingamerica.org to learn how you can help. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's the Shukri Wright, host of the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Touchscreen Farm Radio. I know there's a lot of people that's going to be tuning into this program today. In the aftermath of the NHL Bruins trade deadline, hang tight. We'll be starting up in about 90 seconds or 2 minutes or so. But in the meantime, enjoy the tunes.
Times as the days go by. Now, just in case you're hazy on exactly what it means, let me give you a rough idea. It means that the cost of your clothes and food has gone up to a point where the family budget has become somewhat strained. Well, that's one of those things, and you can't be expected to increase the family income. But there are some things you can do to help. For instance, take better care of your clothes. When you come home from school, change into old clothes before you go out to play. Take care of your health, because doctors and medicines are expensive. Eat well, but don't waste. Take your full share, but eat all you take. Try not to ask mother and dad to buy you things you don't actually need. Make the best and the most of what you've got. Try to be more than usually careful of your school equipment, such as paper, pencils, and so forth. Make them last and go as far as you possibly can. Remember that all members of a family must pull together at a time like this. So do your share.
Testing. Good afternoon, everybody. This is indeed the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO and Medford Tusk Freeform Radio, streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. Wherever you may be, however you may be listening, thank you for making this show part of your Monday afternoon here in the greater Boston area. As it's been quite a day already, and it's been quite a weekend. A lot to get into this show today, and I'm excited to be able to get into everything with you. But a lot of the talk today will be surrounding the Boston Bruins, and rightly so, as today was, in fact, the NHL trading deadline, which came and went 2 hours ago at 3 p.m. And I'm sure a lot of you have a lot of thoughts and want to share your opinion, and you can do so. Call into the program at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. As I was making my way to the station, like, there was a lot of thoughts that were percolating in my head as to how am I feeling? What are my thoughts? Like, what are my thoughts in regards to the Bruins in terms of what they did and what as well as what they didn't do? And there's quite a few things that I really want to have the opportunity to get to today that I think that we need to have an honest and open, candid conversation about. Again, if you're just tuning in, call into the program at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. So I'll set the topic of the conversation by posing you this question. How are you honestly feeling right now? 2 hours removed from the trade deadline. Are you happy with the Bruins? Are you happy with what they did? Are you displeased? Do you feel that they left more to be desired? I'll tell you up front exactly how I'm feeling. I feel like the Bruins, they offered you a really good main entree of a meal, but they left you with no dessert. The trade deadline today was like going to a five-star restaurant, expecting to get the full course meal, the appetizers, then the entree, then dessert. I feel like the Bruins, in more ways than one, gave you the appetizer and the main entree, but no dessert. That's exactly how I feel about the Boston Bruins after today's trade deadline. Because the thing that I can't believe is, and maybe I shouldn't even be surprised to begin with, but I am surprised. The thing that I can't believe is this. With the way things started this morning, with the news regarding the Bruins extending Jake DeBrusk 2 years at an average annual value of $4 million per season, I was convinced that he was going to get traded. I was completely convinced. And as it turned out, as the hours went by and the minutes go by, it just turned out to be that this was someone who looked like they weren't going to get moved. It looked like someone that wasn't going to get moved at all. And here's the thing that shocked me more than anything else. Why exactly didn't he get moved? I'll tell you why. The Bruins decided not to move him because they felt they weren't getting anything of value back in return for Jake DeBrusk. In fact, just I want to pause this program for just a second because something's very much not right in the studio, and I'm going to test it out and see what's going on. So I'm going to put the program on automation until I can figure this situation out. So stand by. I'm going back to automation right now. There's something off in this studio. I can't put a finger on it, but automation, here we go. I'll be back in just a bit. Hold on. Thank you. Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO and Medford Touch Free Farm Radio. Hopefully the situation here in the studio is resolved, because there was just something that was really off, and I had to check to see what was going on, like why was a certain temperature not feeling right in the studio. So I had to pause the program and go check to see like what the temperature was, and frankly I did not like it at all. I don't know who did what with the AC and so forth, but neither way, it was just not feeling right whatsoever. So I had to stop the program in order to, you know, get myself right, and as well as really feel comfortable, because I was not feeling comfortable whatsoever to start the program. Needless to say, like, I'm feeling okay now, feeling better. Hopefully, like, things continue to get progressively better as we continue to move along. So in continuation with what I was saying, I was going to talk about the NHL Bruins trade deadline performance today. It looks like that this song has about 2 minutes remaining, so I'm going to let it continue to play, and then I'm going to continue with what I was talking about in my monologue regarding the Boston Bruins. So stay tuned. Let's restart this entire program, because the way that this one began today, I was not feeling whatsoever. So, here we go. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO and Medford Touch Free Farm Radio. Streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org, wherever you may be, however you may be listening. Thank you for making this show part of your Monday afternoon here in the greater Boston area. Those of you who are listening on the TuneIn Radio app, sincerely appreciate it. As always, you guys are awesome. And I mean, what a day. What a day it's been so far for the Boston Bruins, as well as for Boston sports. The weekend in itself has been absolutely insane. I mean, you have the Celtics right now, who are looking like a team that could really make a deep run for the NBA Finals this spring. Now that spring has officially begun, as well as the Boston Bruins, who have had the best record in the East since the turn of the new year. So, a lot to get into, but we're going to focus our conversation and the show largely on what happened today at the trade deadline. Because it just seems like there's a lot that we need to like divulge into, and a lot that we need to talk about. And if anything else that I've learned, and that is, if you were, for example, were to say, well, how did the Bruins do today in the trade deadline? My answer to that would be, they did well in terms of acquiring Hampus Lindholm. But as I was saying in the earlier part of the show, before I had to pause it, I was saying that, well, I think they could have given me a lot more. They needed to get a first-line right winger. They decided that they want to stick with DeBrusk. Why? I mean, there's a few reasons why that I think that may have been the case. But also, I'd like to point out that I also do think and believe that it is imperative that we also address what Don Sweeney did not do as well. He needed a second-line center. He didn't get one. But he also went out and acquired today Josh Brown from the Ottawa Senators as a depth piece of the defenseman core. Honestly, if you are the Boston Bruins, if you're a Bruins fan, I don't know how you walk away from this feeling good. Feeling like you absolutely have gotten better. You got better defensively, sure, but offensively, where is the offensive depth? Where is the two critical needs for your offense, whether it be the first line right winger side or your second line center? Where exactly have you gotten better at in those two areas? I look at the New York Rangers, for example. They made the big move today, which I was just truly stunned by. They acquired Andrew Kopp. The Lightning, they acquired Brett Hagel, formerly for the Chicago Blackhawks. You look around the league and teams that are playoff contenders or Stanley Cup contenders and so forth, they made improvements in areas in which they needed to make improvements with. Well, the Bruins, they got Hampus Lindholm, which was a big need. They got exactly what they need. Check. Good job there. But what about the other areas of this team? What about the other areas in which that the Boston Bruins needed to address? And this is like a common theme with the Boston Bruins, where it just feels as if they leave you wanting more. It's like, hey, good job. And then after that, it's like, what now? What now? What's next? Anything else, Don? Nothing? Wow. What a disaster. Phone lines are open at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. That is the number to call into the program. We are going to step aside, and for some reason, we're still having some technical difficulties on this side here in the studio. This is not good. But coming up next, we're going to dive deeper into what the Bruins like did or didn't do, because it just feels as if there's a great deal of disappointment in regards to the Bruins, in regards to what they did or didn't do. That and much more coming up next on the other side of this break. Hopefully things can be figured out and situated in the studio as I try to navigate through this not-so-stellar start to the program, technically-wise. This is Shukri Wright. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tusswee Farm Radio. Streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app, globally on WMFO.org.
Welcome, everybody, and thanks for tuning in. I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey on his birthday. Because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Just look at the news. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. And I'm not just talking about obvious things like campfires or letting your totally sweet nephew, Francis, play with matches. I'm talking about dumping your used barbecue coals willy-nilly or parking your car on tall, dry grass. That can lead to, poof! Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. But listen, being a South Carolinian, I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous, deciduous, or new car scented. So if you love the outdoors like me, go to smokybear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention, because fire safety is always in season. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, South Street, from radio streaming nationwide on the TuneIn radio app and globally on WMFO.org. We're going to do one more segment, and then we're going to try to get this thing resolved one last time. And if we're not able to get it resolved, we're going to just send the program into automation and just basically let the show run on automation until 7. And then I will, in fact, be back on Wednesday afternoon from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. And again on Thursday from noon to 1. So it will not be the last time I'm on the air this week. But because of the issues that we're having in studio, and it is, in fact, impacting the performance and so forth of the program and the overall functionality of the program, it is something that if it cannot be fixed or resolved by the time we get through this segment, then we are going to put the show on automation and let the rest of the show run on automation, and then continue the show on Wednesday afternoon from 4 p.m. to 5. That is when I will be back on the air. And again, as well, Thursday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. as well. So we're going to, like I said, we're going to do one more segment, and we're going to see if we can, you know, try to get through the segment and then see what happens at the end of the segment. If things do not go well, then we're going to just put the show on automation, and then we'll be back to continue and to share with you my entire thoughts on the Bruins as well as the Red Sox big signing yesterday, getting Trevor Story and all of that. So here we go. So the Bruins, as I was making my way to the studio, I was really feeling frustrated, disappointed, not angry, but really more disappointed more than anything else. And the reason why I was feeling disappointed was because the Boston Bruins went into the trade deadline. They got what they needed in terms of a left-handed shot defenseman in Hampus Lindholm. Really good player. I like him a lot. I genuinely really like him a lot as a player. But we talked about how they needed a second-line center. We talked about how they needed a first-line right winger as well. And our Jake DePress didn't want to be here anymore. So the Bruins extend him this morning. And then there's a picture that was taken by the radio play-by-play voice of the Boston Bruins, Judd Terrett, on 98.5 The Sports Hub, in which Jake DeBrusk is leading the team stretch at the center ice at Bell Center in Montreal, where the Bruins will be playing tonight at 7 o'clock. But here is the thing that baffled me more than anything else that I really want to touch on more than anything else in terms of the Bruins. And that is, number one, how is it that the Boston Bruins watch every other team around them get a lot better? And it just seems as if that this team is banking a hell of a whole lot. If they need reinforcements on young kids who are unproven, like Jacek Nika, Oscar Steen, just to name a couple. Not good. Especially for a team that supposedly has Stanley Cup aspirations. And as I tweeted out earlier today, and as I said, and I stand by it, that contract in which the Bruins gave Jake DeBrusk, I'm correct, sorry. It now puts pressure on Jake DeBrusk to perform consistently in this discussion. In the discussion, you're here. You're helping the Bruins win games. We've seen you play well. We've seen you perform at a high level. But here's the truth. We have seen too many times throughout your career, you have these really hot stretches where everything is going well, everything is going your way. And suddenly, you just go cold. You go colder than an iced coffee from Dunks on a 15-degree winter morning. And it's been infuriating to watch over the last couple of years. Especially if you go back to the 2021 season, in which Jake DeBrusk had an abysmal season offensively. There's no getting around that. But now, he was given a contract extension. We'll see what happens between now and the summer, but in all likelihood, he's going to end up getting traded over the summer, if that's what ends up coming to, if anything, in regards to the Boston Bruins. That is, man, overall big picture, how are you feeling about the Bruins right now, moving forward? This is the team that you have moving forward. Trade deadline is come and gone. Now it's about the stretch, the home stretch for the Boston Bruins. Where do the Bruins go from here? Because as of today, they have 19 games remaining in the regular season. 19. Until the Stanley Cup playoffs begin. When the playoffs do begin, I am curious to see what do the Bruins do in terms of the top six. Specifically in terms of Jake DeBrusk, because that's really my biggest concern. I'm not feeling confident or comfortable with Eric Haller being the second line center for the remainder of the season, which is why I was really hell-bent on the Bruins really making a push to get a second line center. Eric Haller, who knows how he'll perform come playoff time? We'll see. We'll see how Jake DeBrusk performs at playoff time. That remains to be seen. But I don't know about you. But the more I think about it, the more I say to myself, how does the Boston Bruins truly feel about itself right now? Now, am I saying that it's all doom and gloom in regards to this team? No. But in terms of how they did at the trade deadline, watching the other teams like Tampa Bay, the New York Rangers, most notably, like, get better around them. I don't know about you, but that for me really leaves me feeling rather very concerned and disheartened a little bit. So if you have any concerns or any thoughts you want to get off your mind or get off your chest, now will be the time at 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call in. I'm going to read to you this donations drive PSA. The first one is, if you love keeping the station freeform and supporting community radio, please consider donating to our 2022 donation drive. If you would like to pay online, go to give.tufts.edu under Destination Select, Arts, Sciences, and Engineering, then Other, and then put WMFO, or you can write us a check. To check our prize tiers and mailing address, go to WMFO.org and click the Donations Drive tab. Thanks for helping us keep it freeform. If you like what we are doing here at 91.5 WMFO, consider donating. Go to WMFO.org and click our Donations Drive tab to see how you can help us keep it freeform. So those are the Donation Drive PSAs that's sponsored by 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. So this is the decision. We are going to put the show in automation. We're going to put the show in automation because we're still having issues regarding some technical difficulties here on this side of the broadcast, in which it is going to impede on the ability to be able to run the show smoothly. And I would rather conclude the show now than to continue it, come back another day, and I will be back on Wednesday. I've already gotten approved to do a fill-in slot from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. for 1 hour on Wednesday afternoon. Here with 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Touch Reform Radio. And again on Thursday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. But as I said, there is technical difficulties right now on my side in which that it has not been able to get resolved. It's been a half hour now. I had to stop the show once already, and I just don't think it was fair in terms of my professionalism, in terms of being able to do the show smoothly, and as well as being able to remain focused and as well as being able to run the board smoothly as much as I possibly can. So with that being said, I'm going to wrap up the show very early, and it's extremely abbreviated. I'm very frustrated, and I sincerely apologize for the inconvenience, but this is as frustrated as I've been probably in a very, very long time. So with that being said, I'm going to put the show and the station on automation, and I'm going to sign off early. I will be back again Wednesday afternoon from 4 to 5 p.m. And again on Thursday from 12 noon to 1. So I will be back. I'll be back on Wednesday afternoon. But for right now, I have to wrap up the show because of the issues that I'm having on my end. So we're going to wrap it up now. And for those who have decided to tune in, I want to say thank you. Sincerely, I'm Shukri Wright. I'll be back with you Wednesday afternoon. Hopefully, all systems will be up and running smoothly and appropriately the way that it's supposed to. And I look forward to talking with you then. This is 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. It's us, Freeform Radio. We'll be right back.
Love the 80s, but tired of the usual hits? Satisfy your 80s fix with DJ Savoir Faire on Songs from the Squid Pod, Friday nights at 10 p.m.
This is a great social opportunity for us. Come on!
I think I'm nearly found you.
Meet me in Downbeats, titillate your 80s chakra, and exhale through your inner garage. Songs from the Squid Pod with
my name is
Friday nights at 10 p.m.
It's a date. It's a scam. Whatever. All right.
Only on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford.
Santa, don't go. Please just stay here. Santa, please stay. Just don't go.
I'm gonna be alone.
ain't gonna be here long. She's gone, she's gone, she's gone, she's gone, she's gone, boy, she's gone. We'll be right back.
Say what?